Today we have with us Kim Sun-myung from South Korea, who will be telling us a bit about student life in Korea. And he's here for 1 month to do a spot survey for the next trip with Korean students. Kim, tell us why you came to Oroville.
First of all, when I was high school student, my high school is not normal school. It was alternative school, and it's totally different with regular school, you know. And then also we call one community, you know, like Sadhana Forest. So at that time, I interested in community and then community life. So I searching the community out of my country and or other countries, and then I heard from my friends to Oroville about Oroville. So yeah, I found the Sadhana Forest and or another community, so I planning to go there. And then I want sharing this experience with another students. So I started plan to trip Oroville. Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about your student life back in Korea, and if there's any other country that you've studied in, and what inspiration you got from here regarding student life?
Actually, I have no plan to study or college. Yes, because I don't want to go to college. And then the important things is there's no subject for me. There's no what I want to learn, and then yes, so I didn't choose that. And then I think traveling has more experiences to me, and then there's more learning things. So I just want to travel and go around and then get more experience of that. And also freedom.
Do you think that the education system in Korea is quite restrictive, and that you don't have freedom to do all the subjects that you would like to do?
The education of Korea, I think, is very strict, and then it's not helpful for the other students, you know. Students are just do study. Teachers are just teaching and nothing, just studying, reading a book, and then just writing. And they can't choose their own schedule in high school or middle school. So if they go to college, they cannot choose their own schedule because they haven't experienced it. So it's too hard for them. So yes, it's not I think it's not helpful to the students. And then you know, the day schedule is very boring, you know. First, wake up and go to school and come back home and go to academy. And then and tomorrow was the same. It's very boring. And then, yes, so I...
Can you tell us a little bit about your plans when you go back, as inspired by Oroville?
I prepared for being teacher in alternative school teacher. It's no need to college and then no license, you know, no test. But I have to study alternative school educational system, and then also teach. I think teacher it should be close, more close to students. Mm-hmm. So I have to study that, yeah. and then practice. So there are some class for being teacher. So I just participate that, and then after that internship. Yes, I have to do internship in 1 year in school. So I just planning to be a teacher and, you know, traveling school. I want to be make traveling school, and then I want to share it with my students. Yes.
Did you visit any of the educational institutes within Oroville, as in the schools in Oroville? Did you have a visit?
Yes, I went TLC, you know. Yes, I went there. Yeah, that's also kind of alternative school, like, yeah, it was very nice. And then I got more proud of alternative school because it's also in India, and yeah, make more schools on other countries. I like it.
So do you think that your month in Oroville has been, that you've learned a lot in the month that you've been here, and that do you want to come back at some point?
Yes, I want to come back if I have a chance, and then also I got a lot of things, but some things are, some experiences are too hard to experience, you know. Explain it. And then also, I said already, I like to I interested in community. I went sadhana for 2 weeks before. Yeah, they're also so nice and different style with Korean community, and then also my my high school communities. Yeah, it was very nice experience for me. And then when I work in sadhana forest, there's one thing is exciting for me. Sadhana forest has seva, is working time. So we have first step, first seva, and second seva. Second seva is separately, like lunch cooking or breakfast hygiene or some cleaning or file cutting. But all the peoples after their own work, they helped other. They helped other people's work. It was very special experience for me. And then, yeah, I like it. Yes.
One last thing: are there a lot of Korean students that come here, like you? And in that sense, what are they looking for when they visit Oroville?
Actually, I don't know their own thing. I don't know what do they thinking in Oroville, and then what do they want to learn in Oroville. But but I'm sure the one thing is same. All people and all students want to be happy, and then go travel or go around, just walk is if you want. All students and all peoples want to get their own happiness, you know. So yes, I think they want to get some happiness in Oroville or traveling. Yes, also experience. Yes.
Thank you. Now that the mosquitoes are getting the better of us, I'm going to say bye. Thank you so much, son. And I hope that you come back to Oroville soon.
Thank you.